You're listening to a podcast from Victory. How can we live lives of true generosity? Discover the answer in week 3 of The Fine Line.
We are continuing our series, The Fine Line. This is our third week of our series. Again, The Fine Line is how you would distinguish right from wrong, or you need to make a decision if you are on this side or on that side. Because the Bible says that, you know, you cannot serve both God and money. Again, this series talks about finances, talks about money. And some of you here might be asking, why do we talk about money in church? Why not spiritual matters or spiritual aspects? Bakit pera ang pinag-uusapan natin? And again, we established this already that, you know, loving money is suicidal. It's dangerous. Jesus said it, Paul preached it, and Judas proved it. When you love money so much, you don't know how to use money so that God will be glorified. Pinreach po ni Jesus yon at saka ni Paul. At si Judas po, pinatunayan po kung paano mahalin ang pera. When he hanged himself, when he denied Jesus, pinagbili niya po si Jesus. And first week po, pinag-usapan natin about greed versus contentment. Okay, again, maaring laos na po itong joke na to, greed 1, greed 2, greed 3. So, ito po yung greed versus contentment. Okay, I wanna just talk about the lies. Yung kasinungalingan po na sinasabi na kapag meron ka, you want more. Okay, the first lie na gusto ko pong establish din when we talked about greed versus contentment is really because you need to complete yourself. Okay, kailangan, when you have this, then you'll be happy, you'll be more joyful, and you will be satisfied. But the moment that you have something, the following day, you will want more. And that talks about greed. And that lies behind when you need to complete yourself all the more. Parang feeling mo, hindi pa ako kompleto ah. Gusto ko pang gawin to, gusto ko pang kunin yun, gusto ko pang bilhin to. So parang feeling mo, parang kulang ka pa. So that's a lie. You need to complete yourself. And also last week, we talked about false hope and true security. Again, money cannot promise you anything. In fact, you know, we can really put our trust in God alone because He is the source of everything. Most of us, marami pong tao na, you know, they are putting their security dun po kung ano yung nakikita nila, kung ano po yung meron sila. Maaaring sa trabaho nila, sa ATM nila, sa business nila, sa retirement plan nila. But again, true security, we can only find that in Jesus Christ alone. And the lie that we want to break on that is that money makes you secure. Marami pong tao, pag iniisip nila, pag may pera ka, secured ka. Pag madami kang savings sa banko, ano man ang mangyari sa ekonomiya, okay ka lang, you're safe. Pero this is a lie because again, you don't put your trust on your bank account. You don't put your trust on what you have, but you put your hope and you put your trust in Jesus Christ alone. Because again, He is the owner. We don't own anything. Okay, we are owners of nothing and we are stewards of everything. And this time we'll be talking about selfishness and generosity. Okay, selfishness versus generosity. Now, how would you know if you are on that fine line? You're distinguishing a selfish ba ako or I'm just being generous. Okay, yun po yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. And we want to break the mindset that generosity is not for everyone. Okay, yung lie po, ang kasi po ang sa Tagalog po ng generosity, if I'm not mistaken, galante, yung pagiging galante mo. Marami pong tao nag-iisip, pag ang generosity daw, hindi para sa lahat yan, para lang sa mayayaman yan. I don't think so. Because generosity doesn't talk about money. Generosity is really a matter of the heart. It's really about whom you know God and how you would respond to it. Now, I realize that the reason why so many people have a giving problem because so many people also have a gospel problem. They don't really realize how Jesus came here on earth, gave up everything, being generous. That's why hindi po nararamdaman ng maraming tao kung paano maging generous in terms of giving. Okay? So yan po yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. And I'd like to ask every one of you to stand on your feet as we honor and read God's word today. we will continue our reading from the text that we read last week in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. Right now, we'll be reading one verse again. We're going to focus on verse 18 of 1 Timothy chapter 6. And I want to read this for all of us. It says here that command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you, Lord God, for gathering all of us here today to hear from you, to learn from you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. May you show Jesus in our midst today. For when we see Jesus, Lord God, our lives will never be the same again. Lord, we pray, God, that may you bless the preaching of your word. Lord, help us and teach us, Lord God, to learn and how to be generous, Lord God. Lord, so we might understand and realize, Lord, how you are so generous to all of us, Lord. We give you glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Sige po, makakaupo na po tayong lahat. You know what? When we talk about generosity, I believe in my heart that generosity is so good. Napakaganda po talaga pag-usapan natin ng generosity, ang giving, lalo na po kapag ka ikaw ay nasa recipient side. Tama po ba? Masarap po pag-usapan ng generosity kapag ka ikaw po ang tumatanggap. Pero marami pong tao na kapag ka ang generosity or giving, ikaw yung nagbibigay, medyo mahirap. Pero sa ating mga tumatanggap, madali lang po yun. Tanggap ka lang ng tanggap. Masarap tumanggap, okay? And for some, generosity, okay, you need to have siguro excess, extra para maibigay mo, maipamahagi mo. Pero kung wala ka, you don't have to be generous. But again, generosity is really a heart issue. It's really a motivation of the heart. Understanding that God gave everything anyway. And I realized that the reason why people have a problem of giving is because basically they have a problem. They have a gospel problem. Because they don't really understand and realize how God is so gracious, how God is so generous, giving everything for us. That is why wala po tayo, nahihirapan pa rin po tayo magbigay o maging generous. There's nothing wrong with giving, but being generous is another issue for us. So yun po yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. And let me just say this, that, you know, the truth is God doesn't need our money. When we talk about giving, hindi po, kasi baka po minsan naiisip po natin, ako, pera na naman yan, ako, baka meron na namang building fund, meron na namang Race for Life. Are we talking about money in church? You know, the truth is God doesn't need your money. God doesn't need my money because God owns everything. Think about yung mga pera po natin na papel. Saan nyo po sa tingin galing ang papel na pera? Saan po galing yung pera? Siyempre, sa papel. Di ba papel yun? Saan po galing ang papel? Sa puno. Sino po gumawa sa puno? Si Lord. Okay? So, ibig sabihin, wala po tayong pag-aari kay Lord po galing yan. Yung mga rilo po natin na bakal, okay, mga Rolex, okay, mga mamahali na rilo natin, yung mga bakal, saan po galing ang bakal? Sa ilalim po ng lupa. Saan po galing ang lupa? Kay Lord. Si Lord po ang nag-create niyan. And maaaring yung iba po sa atin, nag-work ako. Galing sa akin to, pinaghirapan ko, pinagpaguran ko. Okay? Buti na lang at ginigising ka pa ni Lord para magkaroon ng trabaho. Paano kung hindi ka nagisingin ni Lord? Wala ka ng trabaho. Kanino galing ang work mo? Kay Lord. So, ibig po sabihin, lahat po ng meron tayo galing sa Panginoon. And definitely, God doesn't need your money. God doesn't need our money. God, and the truth is, the church doesn't need your money. The church here, the church doesn't need our money. But the Lord wants to teach us how to be generous so that His name will be glorified. You know, gusto ko lang po tanungin sa ating lahat, no? Meron po na po ba sa inyo dito na na-experience po, pakisabi lang po sa akin or kay Pastor Earl or any sa mga campus missionaries, nila Pastor Mark. Meron na po ba sa inyo dito, dumating na po ba kayo sa time na after po ng service, paglabas nyo po dito sa cinema, meron pong humarang sa inyo na usher. Sinet aside po kayo ng usher, sabi po ng usher sa inyo, Brad, pwede ba tayo mag-usap? Nakita kasi kita, hindi ka nagbigay eh. Isusumbong kita kay pastor. Meron na po bang humarang sa inyo? Wala po. O meron na po ba, sabihin po natin, ito pong section na to, hindi po kayo nagbibigay. Na-experience nyo na po ba na pinatayan kayo ng ilaw dyan? at ng aircon, hindi kasi nagbibigay itong part na to. Wala po. Because again, God doesn't need our money, the church doesn't need our generosity. Ngayon, tanungin niyo po ako, sino ang nangangailangan ng generosity niyo? Ng giving niyo? Ng pera niyo? Tanungin niyo po ako, sino? Ang nangangailangan po yung Starbucks. Ang nangangailangan yung mga Toyota, yung mga car dealers. Ang nangangailangan yung mga restaurants. Bakit po? Kasi pagka umorder ka ng Starbucks ng, chocolate cream chip, hindi naman ibibigay minsan, di ba? Babatiin ka pa ng barista, talagang parang kilalang kilala ka. Hello, Sir Jeff, how are you today? So, alam mo yung parang close na close kayo, pero hindi ibibigay sa'yo yung in-order mo hanggat hindi ka nagbabayad. Because they need your money, they need your generosity. In fact, they would enjoy if you're gonna order so many things dun sa restaurant nila. Lalo na, nage-enjoy sila pagka, naku, dalawang sticker na lang ako, makukuha ka ng journal ko. Okay? So, nage-enjoy po sila doon. They need your money, they need your generosity. Pero, nasubukan nyo na po ba na nagka-problema kayo? At bumalik kayo doon sa Starbucks at kinausap nyo yung barista, may problema ako eh. Natatandaan mo ba ako? Sir, kayo po yung nag-order. Oh, may problema ako eh. Alam mo, nagka-problema kami mag-asawa, mukhang mag-iwalay na kami. Alam niyo, sa isip po ng barista, ano pakialam ko sa inyo? Basta ako, nagbebenta ako dito. Because they don't care. But here in church, you know, we care for one another. Kaya nga kapag kami mga counseling, may mga problema sa mga pamilya, you know, we would try to resolve everything because we don't want any marriage to collapse. Kaya pag-uusapan natin. Kaya nga po ang ibig pong, ang sinasabi po natin dito, you know, generosity, you know, giving is really about a heart issue. Understanding and realizing that it is God who is giving us and who is using us to be a channel of blessing. Kaya nga po in this text, we're gonna learn truths about what generosity is all about and how can we be generous. Kung matatandaan nyo po, last week, we talked about the dangers to avoid. You know, there are dangers of being arrogant of all the riches of and wealth of this world. At ito pong text na to na binasa po natin in verse 18, actually it's a duty to fulfill. You know, you need to go back to verse 17 for you to really appreciate verse 18. One verse but very powerful. You know, God can speak so much sa mga buhay po natin, just one verse. And the first thing that I want to share when we talk about generosity is that generosity is good. Ang generosity po ay napakaganda. In fact, it is good for you, it's good for the heart. Minsan po kasi ang naisip po natin, ang generosity, it's good for the recipient. Siyempre, minsan nga, di ba, pagka meron tayong sa social media, sa Facebook, lagi tayo merong hashtag bless, meron tayong mga ganon. Because, you know, may sinasabi tayo na, you know, received something, okay, blessed by this, blessed by that. It's okay, it's good. But I want to just submit to all of us here today that more than the recipient itself, generosity is good for you when you give. Ayun po yung sinasabi sa verse 18, yung first part po ng verse 18. Command them to do good. Again, command in other translation, instruct. And this is not a suggestion. This is not an opinion. The Apostle Paul, by the message of God through him, speaking to Timothy, sabi niyang ganun kay Timothy, okay, you have to teach the church in Ephesus because they were progressive. Yung church po nila doon, napakayaman. But instead of being arrogant, you know, command them not to be arrogant, not to trust in their wealth, in their riches, but command them to do good. Ibig po sabihin, sinasabi po ng Panginoon that, you know, when we give, this is actually for our benefit. This actually works for you and me. Na hindi po to ibig sabihin parang, pagka minsan ang idea natin, pag nagbigay tayo, oy nako, parang nawalan ako. Pero ang giving po, when we are being generous, we are doing something that would glorify God. Because generosity is good. In fact, let me prove this to you. Sabi po sa Proverbs 11:25, whoever brings blessing will be enriched. And one who waters will himself be watered. Other translation, he who refreshed others will himself be refreshed. So ibig po sabihin, sinasabi pong gano'n sa Bible, pagka tayo pala ang nagbigay, generosity is good for us. Ibig sabihin, mas nakakabuti pala yon sa atin. Hindi lang dun sa pinagbigyan natin, yung recipient. Pero tayo mismo na nagbigay. Okay? At hindi lang po yon. Sabi pong ganun sa Psalm 112 verse 5, "It is well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice." So this scripture tells about a man being generous. It is well with that man. Ibig po sabihin, ang pagbibigay po, ang pagiging generous po, you know, that might be, again, any of the resources that God has given you. That might be time and service. And probably that is money. That is finances. Pero tayo daw po ang pinagpapala, ibig po sabihin. And also in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7, "But as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all earnestness, and in our love for you, see that you excel in this act of grace also." You know, that is the scripture that you know, God is trying to put in our hearts this very afternoon. That, you know, I'm a firm believer that, you know, when we are allowing ourselves to be a blessing, a channel of blessing, all the more God will bless us. Lalo po tayong pagpapalain ng Panginoon. And again, generosity is good. Not just for the people who are getting it, pero tayo po mismo na nagbibigay. Hindi po ito kawalan sa atin, pero tayo po ay lalo na pagpapala po ng Panginoon. And second thing is that generosity is good work. Not just generosity is good, but it is good work. Sabi po, in continuation ng verse 18, "To be rich in good deeds." Okay? So, ibig po sabihin, maging mayaman po tayo sa magandang gawain. In our time today, dito po ngayon, probably you've been hearing us, you know, we are showing videos about Every Nation building a phase 2. You know, again, when we are part of that, I believe that God is using us, God is doing something in our heart so that we will have the desire, the burden to be generous through our good works. At sabi nga po sa 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 12 to 14, basahin ko lang po to. "For the minister of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgiving to God." And then in verse 13, "By their approval of this service, they will glorify God because of your submission flowing from your confession of the gospel of Christ and the generosity of your contribution for them and for all others. While they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God upon you." So, ibig po sabihin, sinasabi po ni Apostle Paul dito, you know, when you are being generous, you are actually helping people. Nagiging pagpapala po tayo. Maaring hindi po natin kilala dito po sa context natin, pero nagiging pagpapala po tayo. Again, balikan ko lang po yung sinasabi ko kanina about sa Every Nation Building Phase 2 natin. I want to show you a picture. Ito po yung building natin ngayon sa Every Nation Building Phase 2. Okay, dun po sa Fort, sa Taguig, sa BGC po. Gawa na po yung main hall doon. And in fact, kanina pong 11 o'clock, nag-start na po yung unang-unang service dito sa building na to. So, meron po sa Every Nation Building Phase 1 na 8 o'clock service, and then 11 o'clock doon po sa main hall po, sa sanctuary sa Every Nation Building Phase 2. Now, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of you. That, you know, probably hindi po nagbigay, but you know, you prayed about it. But you know, on behalf of the leadership team of Victory Metro East, we would like to thank you for giving. We are one church in 15 different locations. So hindi po natin pwedeng sabihin as a fort yan. Hindi po. We are very much part of what's happening dito po sa Every Nation Fort building natin. And again, that is generosity. Generosity in doing good work. If you are partnering with our real life scholars, yung mga meron po tayo this coming November 30. If you, kahit hindi kayo tatakbo, pero nag-register kayo, you know, that, yung registration po natin, pupunta po yun sa mga real life scholars natin. Again, hindi nyo kilala o nakikita yung mga real life scholars natin, but your generosity results to good works. Okay? And also, ito pong araw na to, and yesterday, we just had our Victory Weekend for the youth. And more than 80 people, okay, went through a victory weekend, and these young people are really the generation that we are reaching out. And if you are partnering with a campus missionary, we would like to thank you. That out of your generosity, maybe you don't know these people, but you know, because of your partnership to our campus ministry, you are doing good works in response to God's goodness, God's faithfulness over your life. Kaya nga po, ito nga ginagawa po natin, this is very important. You know, not just that generosity is good, but also generosity is good work. So, lahat po ng ginagawa natin, alam nyo po, kaya po meron tayong facilities, meron po tayong ganito, meron, nakaka-rent po tayo ng cinema. You know, sino po sa inyo dito, malamig po ba ngayon? Malamig po sa taas? Alam niyo po ba na kaya malamig yan, hindi po Holy Spirit yan. Okay? Kaya po malamig kasi po may aircon. Ngayon, yung aircon po, binabayaran po natin sa Meralco. Okay? Ibig po sabihin, hindi po libre to. And it's all because of our generosity. Because of how we take part of this church. Again, church is not about money, but it's all because of the generosity of God through us and that God will use us to be a blessing. Okay? So, ibig po sabihin, it's the goodness of the Lord. That is why we can do good works through generosity. Generosity is not just good, it's not just good work, but last thing is that generosity is sharing. Sabi pong ganun sa verse 18, again, and to be generous and willing to share. I love that word, willing. You know, pag sinabi po natin willing, you don't have any hesitation. It's a voluntary work. It's a voluntary decision. You know, sabi po ni Apostle Paul, be generous and willing to share. And I hope my prayer for all of us, now when we give our tithes and offering, you know, by the way, when you give your tithe, the 10% of whatever you accumulated, you're not being generous. You are just being faithful of what God has entrusted to you. That 10%, it belongs to His. It's not yours, it's not mine, it's not ours. But the moment that we give out of that, then that's the time that we become generous. And more than that, that's sacrificial giving. But I hope, even tithes, offering, generosity, when we talk about that, let us be willing to share. Because whether we like it or not, everything that we have, ang Panginoon din po ang nagbigay niyan. God is so willing to give that 100%. At tayo po, sino po tayo na parang ipagkait po natin kay Lord? Lord, ang dami kong bayarin ngayon eh. Kung magtitiwala ka sa Panginoon, di mo po problemahin yung bayarin mo. Pagpapalain ka ng Panginoon, if you put your trust and hope in Him. You know, willing to share. Generosity is sharing. You know, meron po ako nakikita, minsan po, pag sa kalye, traffic enforcer, or probably kayo po dito, maring hindi nyo pa po nakita, o sa social media. But I'm sure that we're all familiar with traffic enforcers. Na hindi lang po basta nagta-traffic. But, may mga traffic enforcer po na sumasayaw. Nakakita na po ba kayo nun? Yung mga traffic enforcer po, minsan naka-costume pa po yan. Now, if you're asking me, generosity is just for the rich people, think about this guy. This guy, probably, I don't know, maaaring itong taon to, isa lang to sa maraming tao, traffic enforcer, that who's doing that dancing while doing the traffic, assisting every vehicle. I'm sure, ito po mga taon to, may mga problema din to. May mga dinadala din to. May mga issue sa buhay ito. At hindi lang po yun, babad sa araw yan, nakabilad sa araw. At maaaring alam po natin na hindi po ganun kayaman to, malamang, nasa kalsada po, nagtatrabaho. So if you're asking me that generosity is just for the rich people, we are in the wrong position. Because this man was so generous enough, maybe he can't offer money, but he's so generous enough to give joy. Imagine tayo po, traffic, ang sama na ng pakiramdam mo, ang init at ang ulo mo, gusto mo nang murahin yung montik na sumingit sa'yo, ano ba to, traffic na, sumisingit pa. Pero makakita ka ng isang tao na ganito, joyful, nagsasayaw, nag-a-assist. This man is being generous of his service. And he's willing to share. You know, that's generosity. You know, if you are a husband, you know, when you come home, pag umuwi ka, don't turn the TV. Don't turn on your Wi-Fi or your gadget and play or do something, check your Facebook. Talk to your wife, talk to your kids. You are being generous with your time. Don't do anything else. Don't sleep. Spend time with your wife, with your kids. You are being generous. You are willing to share. And if you are, you know, if you are a student, you know, nag-aaral ka, pag uwi mo ng bahay, huwag mong daanan yung nanay at tatay mo na parang mga manikin lang. Papasok agad sa kwarto mo, magkukulong ka. Pag uwi mo sa bahay, batiin mo yung nanay mo, nay, kumusta ka? Ang dami mong tinrabaho ngayon, naglaba ka, nagluto ka, naghanda ka. Anong pwede ko maitulong sa'yo? That's generosity. You are being willing to share. I'm not talking about finances. I'm not talking about money. And the truth is, you don't have to prepare for generosity. When you know in your heart that God is so generous in your life, then that would be just a response of you being generous to other people. You know, that's being generous. Yung instead na magte-text ka, minsan, di ba po, sa text, pagka capital letter lahat, nami-misinterpret ka pa, galit yata sa akin to. Tapos nalagyan mo ng punctuation mark, aba, minumura ako, ha? You know, when you talk to the person personally, you are being generous. Generous of your time. But you know, generosity is not just for rich people. Generosity is just a matter of heart. And God is using us to be a channel of God's blessing. I'm about to close. God is the generous source, and we can be the generous channel. Alam niyo po yung mga Angat Dam, Lamesa Dam, nung po nanggagaling yung mga tubig na sinusupply po sa mga bahay. Pero alam niyo po ba kung bago pumunta po yung mga tubig sa bahay natin, meron pong pipe na dinadaanan yon. Okay, I'm not an engineer, but at least I know na kasi po kung walang pipe yon, from the dam itself, darating sa bahay at walang pipe, gulo po yon. It's a chaos. There has to be a pipe. There has to be a channel. And now, same thing with the generosity of God. God is generous. God is the source. The question is, would you be a channel of God's blessing? Probably to a friend, probably to a workmate, your family. You know, can we let God, allow God, Lord, use me as a channel of your blessing? Lord, gamitin mo ako maging daluyan ng pagpapala mo. Lord, hindi lang yung lagi ako nagpe-pray, Lord, bigyan mo ako nito. Lord, magpe-pray ako, gusto ko gawin mo akong daluyan ng pagpapala mo. Why? Because generosity is good, it's good work, and it's sharing. It's good for you. All the more when you let God use you to be channel of God's blessing, all the more God will bless you. God will pour out. Ang dami ko pong kilalang taong ganon na ginagamit ng Panginoon, napaka-generous, at all the more pinagpapala po ng Panginoon. We can never outgive God. Feeling po natin na ang laki na nang bigay ko, ang dami ko nang natulong dito. Hindi po natutulong ang Panginoon. Alam po ng Panginoon ang bawat sentimo na binibigay natin. And God is faithful and He will return it to us hundredfolds. The great work of God can only be accomplished through the good work of generosity. Again, babalikan po natin ang ginawa po ng Panginoon when we talk about generosity. And as I end, I'd like to end with this scripture. A powerful scripture. Literally changed my life. How I realized, how I understood the extravagant generosity of God Himself. Romans 8, verse 32. He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for all of us, for us all. How will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? Kung ang Diyos Ama po, hindi niya ipinagkait ang bugtong niyang anak na si Jesus sa atin, how much more graciously He will give us all things? Will He give us all things? Lalo na po, bibigay niya sa atin. You know, just thinking about this, you know, if you are being generous, if you are giving something, you know, I have extra, I'm giving. Think about what Jesus Christ did on the cross. If we are thinking, I'm generous enough, I don't think so. We need to go back to the cross. We need to go back of what Jesus Christ did on the cross. That even though He knew that He's going to die on that cross, even though that He knew that there were Roman soldiers who would pulverize Him, who would punish Him, who will terrorize Him, He still moved on and continued through that cross and allow Himself to be hanged on that cross. I don't know about you, but for me, that is extravagant generosity. Giving Himself to those people, us, who don't deserve forgiveness. But because of His gracious love, He let us experience His goodness, His faithfulness through His death on the cross. That is generosity, my friends. That is why, again, I'm going to go back. If we have a giving problem, we have a gospel problem. We don't really understand the gospel. That Jesus Himself was so generous for us. Therefore, when we give, when we are being generous, it's just a response of the love of God towards us. That's why my prayer today, you know, we're going to pray. My prayer today is that God will open our hearts so that we may, you know, we may be able to give generously, you know, not reluctantly, but Lord, not out of compulsion, but sasabihin natin kay Lord, Lord, puro na lang akong prayer. Gusto ko nito, gusto ko nun. Bless mo ako nito, Lord. Gusto ko i-bless mo ako so that I could be a blessing to people. Hindi lang yung pansarili natin, hindi selfishness, but generosity. Can you say amen? I'd like to ask every one of you to bow your heads and close your eyes as we pray. You know, I believe the Lord speaking to our hearts today. You know, if you are here this afternoon and, you know, your prayer is that, Lord, I want to be a blessing. You know, I know in my heart that that's not impossible. God can do that to you. God can do that through you. But would you pray that prayer today? Lord, would you bless me so I could be a blessing? Lord, even in my own little ways, Lord, even that might not be finances, that might not be money. But Lord, would you bless me, Lord God, even the time that I spend, Lord, that extra time that I have so that I can really be a blessing, I can talk to people, I can encourage them. Lord, the service that I have, Lord, that, you know, instead of sitting around, Lord, would you use me, Lord God, to serve other people? Lord, would you use me as a channel of your blessing? Would you pray that prayer today so that God will all the more bless you? God will all the more use you to flow His blessing so that His blessing will just affect other lives through you. Magmumula po sa atin ang pagpapala ng Panginoon. So that people who don't know God yet, they will realize that God is so real, God is so true to His word. Dahil ginagamit nito ang taong ito para sa buhay ko. Would you be that person today? Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for today, God, we just want to bless your name, God, and thank you for the privilege, God, of being used by you. Lord, kahit sa anong paraan po, Lord God, sa araw na ito. Lord, that's our prayer today, God. Lord, that you would bless the works of our hands, bless every one of us. Nang sa gayon po, Lord, kami po ay maging pagpapala sa marami pang tao, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, na baguhin mo po ang mga puso namin so that, Lord, hindi po kami mag-hoard, hindi po kami maging madamot, hindi po kami maging selfish, but Lord, tuluan mo kami, Panginoon, na mapalaya, Lord God, dito sa, Lord, dito po sa pagiging, Lord, makasarili namin. Lord, we repent, Lord God, and we say, God, you take control of our life, Lord God. And we say, Lord God, that use us to be a channel of your blessings. Thank you, Jesus.